The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, cookie lovers. Welcome to Crumb by Crumb, where we explore the delicious world of crumble cookie. I'm your host, DJ Sweets, your go-to guide for all things cookie related. From classic favorites to exciting new flavors, I'll give you the scoop on which cookies are worth the hype and which cookies you're better off saving your money on. So grab a glass of milk, sit back, and join me as we break down each cookie crumb by crumb. Welcome to The Final Crumb, a sweet goodbye where we celebrate the delicious journey we've had with crumble cookies. I'm your host, and today marks a bittersweet moment as we dive into our last episode. I'm joined by an amazing guest,
Pua Lenihale.
And Pua, how are you doing today?
I am doing quite splendid, actually. Today is my senior ditch day. And just like I did with my senior prom, I ditched senior ditch day and opted to go get crumble with my dear cousin.
Well, thank you for doing that. I'm so excited to get into this week's crumble cookie lineup. Shall we get started?
Why, I think we should.
We had a whole bunch of flavors on the crumble cookie lineup this week. I'm not sure why they had so many different flavors. It's normally six, right?
Yes, my theory is that they had leftovers from last week and they thought, why don't we just bring them over to get rid of them all?
We got the privilege of tasting them all, and we are going to go through the lineup and tell you which ones you should go and buy this week and which ones you should probably save your money on. Our favorite cookie this week was the strawberry ice cream bar cookie.
So let's start with a little description. The crumble description is that it is a chilled cookie packed with strawberry and vanilla, layered with whipped white drop buttercream, and topped with a strawberry and vanilla streusel crunch. Wow, that is quite the description.
What did you think of this cookie?
So when I initially looked at the flavors, it was definitely a flavor that stood out to me, but at first I thought it would be a warm cookie. I don't know why I thought that, considering it is an ice cream, and in the end, I really thoroughly enjoyed it. One thing I would like to try, though, is it was very hard to cut through with our $5 cookie cutter from Crumble themselves. And the buttercream was hardened. So I was kind of thinking, what if Crumble, instead of doing a hardened buttercream, went for a whipped cream frosting? What do you think?
Oh my gosh, I think that would make this cookie amazing. It was already amazing itself. I loved this cookie, but I think if they added that, it would just make it over the top. What would you rate this cookie?
I would rate this cookie an 8 out of 10.
Really? An 8 out of 10? I think I'm going to rate this cookie a 9 out of 10 because it lived up to its name. I thought Crumble did an amazing job with this cookie. It tasted exactly like a strawberry ice cream bar cookie. And like you said, I really just enjoyed it all around. Moving on to our next cookie in second place is the butter cake crumble cake.
That is quite the tongue twister. The description for this cookie is that it's a warm, gooey butter cake baked with a crunch of sugar crystals, then topped with a delectable buttery glaze and a smooth vanilla bean whipped cream.
Now, I've tried this cookie before, or cake before, and I really enjoyed it. But when I tried this cake from the specific location that we went to, it was absolutely amazing. It was cooked to perfection, and that buttery glaze on the outside added a little bit of crunch. I loved the whipped cream on top, and when I tried this cake, I just remember not liking it as much as I did this time. What did you think of it, Pualena?
So as you may know, I am a crumble fanatic. I go there every week trying all the flavors when I like them. And this butter cake has been on the lineup for a couple months now, but it's always been one of those flavors I tend to steer clear from just because I thought I wouldn't like it. After trying it, though, I must say It was actually very good. I am someone who I don't like too much sweetness, and that's why I usually like to opt for a nice, what would you say, whipped cream frosting. And the whipped cream frosting was amazing. You could quite literally see the little vanilla speckles in there. One thing I did not notice, though, was the buttery glaze. That was not noticeable, though, on our cookie.
Yes, I agree. I wish I had more of that buttery glaze, because I really do think that buttery glaze is what makes this cake. And I do agree with you. I thought Crumble did a really good job with this cake, because I feel like Crumble's known for overdoing their cookies with sweetness. Their cookies are normally overly sweet, but they did a really good job with this cake. I could eat the whole thing and more. Now, in third place, what was our third place winner, Poolana?
Oh, Tiare, that would be the birthday cake cookie featured Oreo.
Now, Crumble's definition of this cookie is a thick cookie made with Oreo cookie pieces covered in cake batter, cream cheese frosting, and topped with more Oreo cookie pieces and rainbow sprinkles. What did you think of this cookie?
Okay. So for this cookie, I thoroughly enjoyed it, I shall say. I tried it before. I only take little bites, though, because my only critique about this cookie is that it is way too overpowered by the cream cheese frosting. What would you say about that?
Right, I agree. I liked it at first. When I first ate it, I initially loved that cream cheese frosting, but I just think Crumble did it again with this cookie. They made it overly sweet, and I just couldn't get myself to enjoy this cookie for more than 1 to 2 bites. I rate this cookie probably a 6 out of 10. What would you rate it?
I think I'm gonna have to agree with you there. Go for a 6 out of 10. Yes.
Moving on to our next cookie is the Brookie cookie.
And the Brookie cookie is a semi-sweet chocolate chip cookie and a rich chocolate cookie perfectly baked together. That kind of confused me, not gonna lie. But I will have to say that this cookie is definitely one of my favorite cookies that Crumble can throw in the lineup. Mainly because I love an amazing warm and gooey brownie shaped as a cookie.
Right. I think Crumble does a really good job with this cookie every single time. They always cook it to perfection. It's ooey gooey in the middle and crunchy on the outside. I love the flavor of this cookie, and I just love that it's a warm cookie. I feel like we've gotten a lot of chilled cookies recently, so I just love me a good warm Brookie cookie. Moving on to our next cookie is, as you guys know, not one of my favorite cookies, the original milk chocolate chip cookie.
So for the milk chocolate chip cookie, I'm sure everybody can kind of piece the pieces together, but this is a classic. You can't go wrong. It is a thick, soft impact with milk chocolate chips. And for this cookie, I gotta say I love it. It was one of the first cookies that ever introduced me to Crumble Cookie back in 2020. So it has a special place in my heart. But I will have to say that I think the semi-sweet chocolate chip cookie does outrank this one. What would you say?
I agree. I have always said that every single episode when the milk chocolate chip cookie is on the lineup or the semi-sweet chocolate chunk cookie is on the lineup, I've always said that I love the semi-sweet way more than the milk chocolate chip. The milk chocolate chip is just way too doughy for me. I need more chocolate in my chocolate chip cookie, of course. And yeah, it's just not one of my favorites. Now, moving on to our next cookie is
the Dulce de Leche cookie. And this is a deliciously spiced cinnamon cookie smothered in layers of creamy dulce de leche and a dollop of frosting.
Now, you got me excited for this cookie. And for no reason, to say the least, what did you think of this cookie?
Well, you know, DJ, I actually got myself excited for this cookie a little too much. And I should say, here lies the failed cookie of the Dulce de Leche cookie. This cookie, I don't know what I was expecting it to be, but Turned out it wasn't what I thought it was. I thought that it had a way too much of a spicy cinnamon feel to it that every time I took a bite, yes, I took numerous, so I had a thorough opinion on it. I just kept getting chunks of cinnamon and it was way too overpowering for me. What would you say, DJ?
All I could taste was cinnamon and I just would never waste my money on buying this cookie again. And I advise all of you to do the same. All I could taste was cinnamon in this cookie. I couldn't even enjoy the frosting and the cream cheese on top or whatever it was. I didn't like it. Was not a fan at all. And what would you rate this cookie, Polina?
You know, I think I'm going to have to go with a 3 out of 10.
Right. I just think, yeah, even a 3 out of 10 is being a little bit generous because I couldn't even get myself to eat another bite. It was just, I don't know if it was the location that we went to or the cookie itself. I haven't really heard good things ever about this cookie. Have you tried it before?
No, I've actually never wanted to try it. Never noticed it on the lineup until just yesterday. But my opinion on it also is that cinnamon is very, very overpowering. So when you're using cinnamon in any recipe, you have to be very cautious and make sure, am I doing too much? Am I doing too little? That way, it can cohesively work together with the rest of the ingredients.
Right, I agree. I just don't think Crumble did a good job with that cookie at all. But there was a cookie that actually did worse than the dulce de leche cookie, which is the chilled carrot cake cookie. We talked about this last week in our episode. We are being served it again, of course, because it is served all month long, unfortunately. And like I said last week, why is this carrot cake being served all month long? What did you think about this cookie, Pua?
Sigh. Not a relief of disappointment. Because even though the dulce de leche cookie is 6 feet under, the carrot cake is 7 feet under. With a couple inches added onto that. This cookie is actually two layers of carrot cake mixed with warm spices. And this point is where it starts to go downhill. It then has coconuts, pineapple, and carrots, complete with a light glaze and vanilla cream cheese frosting, and topped with chopped pecans. Available all month long. Should be available no month long, actually, for that matter.
I agree. I just don't know why they... I don't know why they thought that pineapple and coconut and carrot would just be a good combination. It's not a good combination. We should never have to try this again. And I am just so, so sad that people even waste their money on it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The Crumble Cookie lineup of the week. We had a whole bunch of flavors this week. And I just have to ask, what would you rate this week in general? What would you rate this lineup?
Wow, DJ, that is a lot of pressure on me. Let me think this one through. I would have to rate this entire lineup of this week a good 7 out of 10. And I think it's that high because of the brookie and the strawberry. Those were my top two favorites.
Right. I do think that the strawberry ice cream bar cookie and the brookie cookie, and I did like the birthday cake cookie. I think those three flavors really saved the lineup this week. And I really feel like Crumble has been doing that a lot recently with their lineups. They've been having about 2 to 3 strong flavors, and then the rest of the lineup is just not very well produced. And I am really upset with Crumble about that. So what do you think about that, Crumble? Or Pua, what do you think about the lineups recently?
I think something a lot of people have to work, like focus on and work towards, especially Crumble, is quality over quantity. As you've seen this week, we were faced with numerous cookies, but that outweighs it with the score of a 7 out of 10. That just proves that we really need to focus on giving the customers quality instead of how many cookies can they fit in one box. instead of how many cookies can they fit in one box.
Right. Well, I do appreciate you for being here with me today, Puolena. Thank you so much for being here.
And I appreciate you, especially the cookies you bought for me today. That was very generous of you. And I look forward to hopefully doing it again sometime.
You are so welcome. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.